There was a landowner who planted a vineyard. Yeshua was speaking directly to the crowd who was sitting around him. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. When the harvest time approached, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect his fruit. The tenants seized his servants. They beat one, killed another, and stoned a third. Then he sent other servants to them, more than the first time, and the tenants treated them in the same way. He paused to let the story so far sink in. Last of all, he sent his son to them. "They will respect my son," he said. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and take his inheritance." So they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Yeshua paused for effect. "Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" I kept my eyes on the priests. The story was so obviously geared at them. With Yeshua's question hanging in the air, the priests looked like they were about to explode. "Well, he should bring those wretches to a wretched end," shouted someone in the crowd. "Rent the vineyard to the other tenants," said another. People laughed at that. The master smiled. He looked carefully at the priests, and then the crowd. But when he spoke again, we all knew who he was talking to. "The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit." The priests and the Pharisees were holding in their rage, but they could do nothing here. The people in the crowd were loving this. If the priests tried to make a move on the master, it would have been an anarchy. So they just stood there, seething. Instead, they tried to turn the tables on him, firing off a series of questions designed to trap Yeshua, starting with the thorny issue of whether we should pay taxes to Caesar. This would divide the crowd, they must have thought. But Yeshua, knowing their intent, said, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax." They brought him a denarius, and then he asked them, "Whose image is this, and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then he said to them simply, "So give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." That silenced them for a moment. But then they tried again. They asked Yeshua, "What's the most important commandment in all the laws given through Moses?" Yeshua was quick with that one too. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." He paused. "And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments." At every turn, every answer that the master gave them left them stunned. They were no match for him. Finally, when Yeshua was done with the replies to the Pharisees and priests, he turned to the crowd. "Watch out for the religious scholars. They love to walk around in academic gowns and preen in the radiance of public flattery, bask in prominent positions, sit at the head of the table at every function, and all the time they are exploiting the weak and the helpless. The longer their prayers, the worse they get." He paused. "But they'll pay for it in the end." Then he turned back to the Pharisees and priests and gave them the harshest words yet. "You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned?" No one dared reply, and Yeshua wasn't finished. "You make yourselves look good in front of people, but God knows what is really in your hearts." He paused. "What people think is important is worth nothing to God." Then he got up straight and left.